Blog Talk Radio.
Was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him. Without him was not anything made that was made. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. For the law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. Welcome to Truth Ministry. I'm your host, Elder Michael Eric Cannon, and it's good to be here on Truth on Blog Talk Radio, and I am the spokesman for the King of Glory. So again, we welcome you to Truth Ministry on Blog Talk Radio. So what a blessing it is to be in the land of the living, knowing that it's the grace of God that bringeth salvation, hath appeared unto all men, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lust, that we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world, looking for the blessed hope of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. So it's good to be here. I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek, for therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith. So we know that faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. So it's so good to be here one more time with Truth on Blog Talk Radio, this 17th day of April 2018 at 5 p.m. Eastern Time. It's good to be here. So have you received the Holy Ghost since you believed? So that's what you need to do, is to believe the gospel. So he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. So it behooves us to believe God, to believe the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. So the Godhead, there's only one person in the Godhead, and there's only one God. So that's why we have our ongoing theme, the Godhead. So we're continuing on in our Only Believe series, the End Time Signs, Part 2. So we actually kind of touched on some of the end time signs on last week. So we'd like to welcome all of our LinkedIn connections, all of our Facebook friends, all of our Blog Talk friends, all our Twitter followers, and our Instagram followers also, should you be listening, because some of the same followers on Facebook are Instagram followers. Facebook friends are Instagram followers. So we just like to welcome you to Truth Ministry. So it's a blessing to be able to be here one more time to declare the word of God, to say what thus saith the Lord. So it's a blessing to be able to impart, to share the word of God. And so, as Jesus says, sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. And so that's what we are endeavoring to do. So we want you to know there is one body and one spirit, even as ye are called, in one hope of your calling, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in you all. But unto every one of us is given grace according to the measure of the gift of Christ. Wherefore he saith, when he ascended up on high, he led captivity captive and gave gifts unto men. Now that he ascended, what is it but that he also descended first into the lower parts of the earth? He's asking a question. He that descended is the same also that ascended up far above all heavens, that he might fill all things. So thank God for the word of the Lord. This is St. Paul talking to the church at Ephesus, the Ephesian church. So he's encouraging them along. This is one of his, we call Pauline prison epistles, letting them know their position, who they were, praying for them, letting them know about this great God that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. It's the same God, Jesus Christ, the same yesterday and today and forever. So he is a Christos. He is the anointed flesh of God. He is the Christ of God. He is the Messiah. He is the anointed one that Moses and the prophets and the Psalms talked about should come. He is Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us. So everybody don't know who Jesus is. Everybody don't know that he is Jesus the Christ. So it's so good to be here one more time. And so he allowed us to be in the number. So if you're above ground, you have options. So we're continuing on because of the grace of God, because of his mercies. We are not consumed, because his compassions, they fail not. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. So he is the faithful God. He is the true witness, the first begotten of the dead, the one that loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood and made us kings and priests unto God. So he did it all. Somebody said, Jesus paid it all. All to him I owe. Sin had left a crimson stain, and he washes white as snow. So we're continuing on. So as I've been saying, I'd like to inform everyone that is listening to Blog Talk Radio that I have relocated. I was living in the state of Michigan, so I've relocated back in December of 2016 to the state of Florida. So I'm in South Florida. I'm north of Miami. I'm north of Fort Lauderdale. I'm in between West Palm Beach and Fort Lauderdale, and I'm actually living in Boca Raton, Florida at the present time, but I do attend church in Pompano Beach, Florida, and so I do attend church at Vision Worship Center, 1071 Northwest 31st Ave, in Pompano Beach, Florida, 33069. That is Vision Worship Center, 1071 Northwest 31st Ave in Pompano Beach, Florida, 33069. Should you be in the South Florida area and you want to worship with us, Vision Worship Center is pastored by Dr. Kevin Chandelou. He is the bishop and the founder and senior pastor. That is none other than Dr. Kevin Chandelou. So that's Vision Worship Center, 1071 Northwest 31st Ave, Pompano Beach, Florida, 33069. And our worship times are on Tuesday, Sunday at 9 a.m., except with the exception of every first Sunday, our worship service is 7 a.m. But the rest of the second, third, and fourth, and the fifth Sundays, if we have them, when we have them, our worship service is at 9 a.m. Only on the first Sunday of every month, our worship service is 7 a.m. Then also on the first Tuesdays is our Bible class we call Solution Studies. That's at 7:30 p.m. every first and third Tuesday. That's at 7:30 p.m. is our Solution Studies, our Bible study. And the second and fourth Tuesdays at 7:30 p.m. is our intercessory prayer. That is every second and fourth Tuesday at 7:30 p.m., our intercessory prayer. So you're welcome. Should you be in the South Florida area and you want to visit us at Vision Worship Center, 1071 Northwest 31st Ave, Pompano Beach, Florida, where Dr. Kevin Chandelou is the bishop, he is the founder, and senior pastor. God bless you. May the Lord bless you. Real good is our prayer. So we're thankful that we've been able to look into, as James said, the perfect law of liberty. So we have to watch. As the Lord said, watch and pray. So he says, watch, Mark 13:35, watch ye therefore, for you know not when the master of the house cometh, at even, or at midnight, or at the cock crowing, or in the morning. So we have to watch and pray, and I like to say it just like it is. So that's equally as important as praying. You're not only just watching others, but first you are watching yourself, because people have a play with words, and that's not good, because they say watch as well as pray. The Bible does not say that. He said watch and pray. So he says, watch ye therefore, for you know not when the master of the house cometh, at even, or at midnight, or at the cock crowing, or in the morning. That's what I just read, Mark 13:35. Then he continues to say in the 36th verse of the 13th chapter of Matthew, lest coming suddenly he find you sleeping. And what I say unto you, I say unto all, watch. So very important to watch. And so we're watching ourselves, and we're watching what is going on, because we're living in the end times. So we were talking about the end times, some of the things that was happening in the end times on last week. And so we have the accounts of the four gospel writers, knowing there's only one gospel, four gospel writers, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. John does not write about the end times as Matthew, Mark, and Luke do. But he just got right in, started off the beginning of his gospel In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was the beginning with God. All things were made by him. Without him was not anything made that was made. So he just got right into the deity of the Messiah, the Master, the Lord Jesus Christ. So we were talking about the signs on last time, and so what's so very important, so because there's so many people have you I've never heard in as it is now that people say they talk about the anointing and sowing into the anointing, and that's foolishness. I mean, in the first place, you can't. I don't. What do they mean? Because the word is the seed is the word of God. The seed is your offspring, and the seed is a literal seed. The seed has never been and never will be money. And so I know they take the scripture out of the book of Isaiah, you give a seed to the sower. What he's talking about is he's literally talking about seed to a farmer, because he's talking about snow and rain and that cometh down from heaven to make the earth to bring forth and the bud, that he may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater. So he is talking about a farmer. He's not talking about money. So they pick that up, going to make money be a seed. He's giving you more seed. No, money is never a seed and never will be a seed. And so the scripture proves otherwise. But the seed is the word of God. The seed is your offspring. And the seed is literal seed. And so, as I was saying, you never heard people talking about that they are anointed. So this is what he's saying, Matthew 24:5, many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, or Christ means the anointed flesh of God. So there's, I'm anointed and shall deceive many. So you never heard so many people, they're on live stream, they're begging for money. And so many people have got, you know, Jesus said, freely you have received, freely give. So, I mean, yes, if somebody want to bless you financially, there's nothing wrong with that. But they making sure to make a point of it. You know, you're going to be blessed if you sow into me. And, you know, they got PayPal set up. Like I said, there's nothing wrong with that. But it's the emphasis that they put on it. And one individual on Periscope, where your treasure is, there will your heart be also, Jesus said, and that is definitely a true statement. And so he made mention about it's just a handful of people that's sold, as he says. So, I mean, it's what is the point? You know, gain is not godliness. I mean, the love of money is the root of all evil. So, I mean, which while some have coveted after have erred from the faith, Paul told Timothy, and pierced themselves through with many sorrows. So anyway, so that's one of the key things that I have never seen in my time walking with God until this stuff started the last 20 years or so. And so many people, I'm anointed, you know, the anointing comes from the head down. I mean, the anointing comes from God. The anointing does not come from the pastor. I mean, it's crazy what people say. And I think they picked the scripture up in 133rd Psalm. Oh, how blessed, how good it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. And goes on to talk about the oil that flowed down from Aaron's beard down to the skirts. I mean, what that got to do with us? The Holy Ghost was sent down from heaven. Peter was preaching. He said, which things the angels desire to look into. And Paul said, he that had anointed us is God. And then John talks about the same anointing. You don't need not that any man teach you, but the same anointing that is truth and is no lie. So the same anointing, because the Holy Ghost should be in the preacher or should be in the teacher that's in the people. That was the whole point of the new birth. It shall come to pass, saith God, I will pour out of my spirit upon all flesh. Joel 2:28, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, your old men shall dream dreams, your young men shall see visions. And he goes on to say, upon my servant and my handmaid, maids will I pour out of my spirit in those days, and they shall prophesy, which simply means preach. So then you're going to be taught in the local church. That's why he said, go ye therefore and teach all nations, Matthew 28:19. Teach all nations, baptizing them in the name. So the Father has a name, not repeat after me, but the name of the Father is Jesus. The name of the Son is Jesus. The name of the Holy Ghost is Jesus. And so teaching them, he goes on to say, verse 20, Matthew 28:20, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. That's why the Hebrew writer says, for he has said, I would never leave thee nor forsake thee, so that we may boldly say that the Lord is my helper, and I will not fear what man shall do unto me. So he's with us. He is God with us. So he came to tabernacle with men. He came. He, the Spirit of truth, has come. He will guide you into all truth. He's going to come. They're talking about the Spirit of truth, talking about the Holy Ghost. He's going to abide with you forever. He was saying he dwelleth with you and he shall be with you. When he was on earth talking to the disciples, I'm dwelling with you. He said he dwelleth with you and shall be with you. No man hath ascended up to heaven, that he that came down from heaven, the third chapter of St. John, even the Son of Man which is in heaven. And he was standing on earth when he made that statement. So he goes on here, you shall hear wars and rumors of wars. So, you know, it's about who got the power. Don't do this and don't do that. People trying to police the world, other nations. You got the ten kings. You got the kingdom, all these different kingdoms, that vision that Daniel saw. Nebuchadnezzar saw with the ten toes. And so God's word is coming to pass. And so it's about who, it's about it. People are arrogant and all. They don't realize that they are fulfilling the word of God. They are fulfilling the will of God. So he says, you shall hear wars, rumors of wars. See that you be not troubled. All these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. And he goes on to say, nation shall rise against nation, kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines. And so that's been going on in the continent of Africa and India, some of these other poor places, and pestilences and earthquakes. So we see them in diverse places. So many places. These are the beginning of sorrows. So that's, we haven't seen nothing yet until the church is gone. So that's what the book of the Revelation is all about. In the fourth chapter, when he utters the words, because he was talking about telling John about the things that are here now and hereafter. So the mystery that what is going to happen, that the will of God is going to be fulfilled. And so he said, after these things, in the fourth chapter of the book of the Revelation, there was a door open in heaven. So that is the rapture of the church. So then the angel goes on to say in that same chapter, woe unto the inhabitants of the earth. So God's going to pour out his wrath. So that's why he said, and when he wrote to the church at Thessalonica, that's a tongue twister, that God hath not appointed us unto wrath. He's talking about the church, but to obtain salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ. So as we go on here, we want to give out the call in number, should you desire to call. That is, you have a question, you have a comment, you are welcome. If you know, pertaining to the subject, to our lesson, and not, you know, someone just want to take over the show and say what they want to say. So they want to say what they want to say, they need to start their own show. But if you're welcome, questions and comments. And so the call-in number is 929-477-2285. That is 929-477-2285. And so These things are happening, like I mentioned on last week, about the things that are happening morally. Key things like the days of Noah, so that we know before the flood, it was man's imagination was only evil continually. So that's why God destroyed the earth by water. He had Noah to build the ark to bring everybody in. He brought his family in. It was eight people who were saved by water. So the water, they were in the ark. The water lifted the ark up after he opened the fountains of the deep, and the water came, and everybody drowned it except for the eight people that were in the ark and the animals that were in the ark. Everybody else drowned it. They died. And so that's why Peter says about the like figure, he's talking about water, doth also now save us, not the putting away of the filth of the flesh, but the answer of a clear conscience toward God, who has gone into heaven, the clear conscience toward God by the resurrection of Jesus Christ, who has gone into heaven. And he goes on to say, angels and powers are being made subject unto him. So he was, the writer says in the 16th Psalm, he didn't suffer thy Holy One to see corruption. So David saw corruption, but he whom God raised didn't see corruption. So he didn't leave his body in hell. So what he's talking about is the grave. Neither did he leave his body in the grave or suffer his Holy One to see corruption. So the days of Noah was wicked. The imagination of man was only evil continually. And also the days of Lot, they planted, they sowed, they built. They didn't know what happened until God came and took them all out. So he says, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. And so I'm going to get that. It's in the 17th chapter of Luke. So it is. So this is. These things are written for our learning. Romans 15:4 says, whatsoever things are written afore were written for our learning, that we through patience and comfort of the scriptures might have hope. And so he was talking about the kingdom of heaven. The kingdom of God cometh not without our observation. Neither shall they say, lo here or lo there, for behold, the kingdom of God is within you. So the kingdom of heaven, the kingdom of God, self same thing, literal and invisible kingdom. And his disciples, he said unto the disciples, the days will come when you shall desire to see one of the days of the Son of Man, and shall not see it. They shall say unto you, see here, or see there, go not after them, nor follow them. For as lightning that lighteth out of the one part under heaven shineth unto the other part under heaven, so shall also the Son of Man be in his day. So he's talking about suddenly, in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye. But first shall he must suffer many things and be rejected of this generation. And as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it also be in the days of the Son of Man. That's what I just was making mention of. So he goes on, they did eat, they drank, they married wives, they were given in marriage until the day that Noah entered into the ark, and the flood came and destroyed them all. So he goes on here, the analogy, right with the two different things. Likewise, also in the days of Lot, they did eat, they drank, they bought, they sold, they planted, they built. But the same day that Lot went out of Sodom, it rained fire and brimstone from heaven and destroyed them all. Even thus shall it be in the day when the Son of Man is revealed. So he goes on to say, even thus in that day he which shall be upon the housetop and the stuff in the house, let him not come down to take it away. And he that is in the field, let him likewise not return back. And then so here's one of the most important scriptures, Lot. Remember Lot's wife, Luke 17:32. So what is Lot's wife? Lot's wife is an example of unbelief. Lot's wife turned back. And so that's, she is definitely a example of unbelief, because he told him to run for your life, to get out of there. So she did not do that. She turned back and she became a pillar of salt. So whosoever shall seek his life shall lose it, shall save his life and shall lose it. Whosoever shall lose his life shall preserve it. I tell you, in that night there shall be two men in one bed, one shall be taken, the other left. Two women shall be grinding together, the one shall be taken and the other left. Talking about in the workplace, in the mill. Two men shall be in the field, one shall be taken, the other left. They answered and said unto him, where, Lord? He said unto them, wheresoever the body is, thither will the eagles be gathered together. And so this was pretty ironic here in the book of Luke, because he also talks about the signs of the end time in the 21st chapter of Luke. So like we say, 24th chapter of Matthew, the 13th chapter of Mark, the 17th chapter of Luke, and also the 21st chapter of Luke as we're going in to right now. And so he says, so they asked him, Luke 21 and 7, saying, Master, but when shall these things be? And what sign will there be when these things shall come to pass? There's two different questions. He said, take heed that you be not deceived, for many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall, and the time draweth near. Go ye not after them. So there it is again. They're saying, I am Christ. They're saying, I am anointed. So that baffles me, because the whole thing is, when you really think about it, if you are anointed, people will know it. Just open your mouth and put the word out there. It's all you have to do. So what people are doing, they're calling themselves apostles, and they're calling themselves prophets so-and-so, and they're calling themselves prophetess so-and-so. And I mean, he said, your sons, when the Holy Ghost comes, you shall receive power. You shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and unto the uttermost part of the earth. So he said in Joel 2 and 28, it shall come to pass, saith God, I will pour out of my spirit upon all flesh. That means Jew, Greek, Gentile, doesn't matter what your ethnicity is, what race you are, what color you are, it does not matter. If you are male or a female, but I'm going to pour my spirit on all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. So it doesn't matter about your gender, is what he's saying, but my word is going to be prophesied. So a true prophet of God, as we say, a minister of the gospel, because, I mean, what are you saying when you, what are people trying to say is what we really have to look at. When they say that they are a prophet of God, so I'm the prophet, you know, like not in the sense like Jeremiah or Isaiah or Ezekiel or Daniel or Amos or Jonah or Habakkuk or Zephaniah or Zechariah. We're not prophets in the sense they are. Those prophets are prophetic, because those are the prophetic books. So Isaiah speaks prophetically. Jeremiah speaks prophetically. Those are the prophetic prophets. So I mean, we talk about flowing in the prophetic. What do you mean? I never heard that until about 20 years ago or so. Like these people coming up with this, they flow in the prophetic. I mean, you don't hear that in the New Testament church. They don't talk about flowing in the prophetic. But he was saying, you may all prophesy. So in other words, one, but that by course, and let the others judge. So what do? You your sons and your daughters, they prophesy. So Philip had four daughters, which were virgins, and they did prophesy, which means they preached. So preach God's word. So we, you know, we're living in that time when people, they want to be like, I'm the man of God, I'm the woman of God. Those, you know, like it's a word coming from them. No. Where's the word? Right here. God can give a word of knowledge. God can give a word of warning. He that prophesies, speak it unto men to edification, exhortation, and comfort. And that is the scripture. So it's, you know, it's not deep. People say you've made things to be what they're not. No, that is us doing that, because the apostles are all dead. I mean, I never seen so many so-called apostles, including women. I mean, the 12 that he chose, they were all men. He prayed the Lord's Prayer about the men that you have given me when he prayed his priestly prayer in the 17th chapter of St. John, because when they said, teach us how to pray, he didn't say, repeat after me. He said, when you pray, pray after this manner. So it'd be like somebody instructing somebody to go to the store, asking them or sending someone to the store to go buy something. They, when they get there, they ain't saying what they said. They're fulfilling what they told them. Not repeat after me. Go to the store and get a gallon of milk. When they go there, they ain't going to say, go to the store, get a gallon of milk. No, you're fulfilling what you were asked to do. So that's why study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that need not be ashamed. Paul told Timothy, rightly dividing the word of truth. This is the truth when it is rightly divided. So he's going on here, and he was talking about not one stone being left upon another. So we actually have, they came in and destroyed Jerusalem, Titus the general. And so that is not even the same place that it was back in the Bible days. And so, but now we have to look at this, because he's talking about, when shall these things be? What shall be? What signs shall there be when these things come to pass? And so he was saying about people saying, I am Christ, time draweth near, go ye not therefore after them. When you shall hear of wars and commotions, be not terrified, these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. Then he said unto them, this is the same thing that I just read out of earlier in Luke and out of Mark, nation shall rise against nation, kingdom against kingdom. Great earthquakes shall be in diverse places, and famines and pestilence and fearful sights and great signs there shall there be from heaven. But all these, but before all these, they shall lay hands on you. So this is literally what happened to the apostles. Deliver you, persecute you, deliver you up to the synagogues and the prisons, being brought before kings and rulers for my name's sake, and it shall turn to you for a testimony. Settle it therefore in your hearts not to meditate before what you shall answer, but I will give you a mouth and wisdom which your adversaries shall not be able to gainsay nor resist. You shall be betrayed both by parents and brethren and kinsfolks and friends, and some of you shall they cause to be put to death. You shall be hated of all men for my name's sake. So, and it so goes on here. But there shall not a hair of your head perish. Your patience possess ye your souls. And so this is what we have to sign, the destruction of Jerusalem, which has already happened. You shall see Jerusalem compassed with armies. Then know that the desolation thereof is nigh. Then let him which is in Judea flee to the mountains. Let them that are in the midst of it depart not out. Depart out, and let them that are in the countries enter therein. For these be the days of vengeance, that all things that are written may be fulfilled. And he goes on to say, but woe unto them that are with child, and to them that give suck in those days. There shall be great distress in the land, and wrath upon the people, and they shall fall by the edge of the sword, shall be led away captive, unto all nations. Jerusalem shall be trodden down of the Gentiles, until the times of the Gentiles be fulfilled. There shall be signs in the sun and the moon and the stars, and upon the earth distress of nations with perplexity, the sea and the waves roaring, men's hearts failing for fear, them for fear, and for looking after those things which are coming on earth, for the powers of heaven shall be shaken. Then shall they see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with great glory. And when these things begin to come to pass, then look up and lift up your heads, for your redemption draweth nigh. So some things, like I said, are literally written for Israel, because they're going to go up into the mountains of Petra. You can't go up there unless you are on horseback. So Israel do understand. They know it's one God. They just had a problem as a nation. And that problem was, and that problem still is, they did not accept the Jesus, the Christ, the Messiah, him, Emmanuel in the flesh. And so when Titus came in and they destroyed Jerusalem, they left that part of that wall. That's why they go there and weep and wail. So that temple is going to be rebuilt. And so that's why the mystery of iniquity doth already work. Only he who letteth now letteth will let. In 2 Thessalonians, the second chapter, talking about the Antichrist, the man of sin. So sometimes you get what you want. So, but to be deceived is a horrible thing to happen. But sometimes you can't tell people. You just have to show them. So this is what the God is going to allow this to happen. We know that the enemy, the devil, he entered into the serpent. He entered into Judas. And he's going to enter into the man of sin, who is called the Antichrist. So we beseech you, in 2 Thessalonians, the second chapter, brethren, by the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, by our gathering together unto him, that you be not soon shaken in mind or be troubled, neither by spirit nor by word, neither by letter, as from us, as that the day of Christ is at hand. Let no man deceive you by any means. That day shall not come, except there come a falling away first, and that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition. So people keep, they used to always say, because that's our problem, we say what we heard people say, and when they don't have it correct, then we are in error. Like, for instance, there are no such thing as the Hebrew boys. They were grown men. So what do? We perpetuate things that we hear others say, and we get it wrong. So people are talking about, get somebody to agree with you. That a prayer of agreement in the 18th chapter of Matthew is not talking about somebody agreeing with somebody. That's talking about the deacon board, because he's talking about forgiveness. You follow the scripture down. That's why the one person go to somebody else. They don't hear them. Take two or three. That out of the mouth of two or three witnesses shall every word be established. They don't hear them, tell it to the church. So the deacon board represents the church. If you don't have a deacon board, whoever your board is, that's why he goes on to say, where two or three are gathered. So if two of them, you shall agree on earth as touching anything that they shall ask. They who? The deacon board, the board of elders, the board, whoever represents the church, said, as touching anything that they shall ask, they shall have it of my Father which is in heaven. He goes on to say, where two or three are gathered together in my name, where there am I in the midst. So that's why he's saying they're going to have it. It's going to be rectified because I'm in the midst. So that's what he's saying. So there's too many times people have ran off with that. They're getting people, I need somebody to agree with me. No, you don't. You can believe God for yourself. That is talking about forgiveness. That is church government. And it's just too... And I mean, you say it, and people are just, they won't move away. It's hard. But the word of God is quick and powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing asunder the dividing of soul and spirit, and joints and marrow. The word of God is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. The Hebrew writer says, neither is there any creature that is not manifested in his sight, but all things are naked and open unto the eyes of him with whom we have to do. Jeremiah said, is that thy word like a hammer that breaketh the rock in pieces? So the word, it'll get you. So just like he said, you fall on him, is what you need to do. But he said, if he fall on you, because he's talking about the stone which the builders reject, he fall on you, you will be grounded to powder. So it behooves us to run to the rock that is higher than I. So we go on here. So what we want to say here, so he's saying, let no man deceive you by any means. So that day shall not come, except there come a falling away first, that son of man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition. So remember, he called Judas. He said, none of them is lost but the son of perdition, that the scripture might be fulfilled. So he entered into the serpent. He entered into Judas. He's going to enter into this man we called the son of perdition, we called the Antichrist, who opposed and exalted himself above all that is called God, or that is worship, so that he as God sitteth in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. So this is when the Jews are going to realize that they have been deceived. And that's what he's saying. Take heed that no man deceive you. So what I say on the one, I say on the all. Watch. So this is why we have to watch, that we be not deceived. And remember what time it is. So he goes on here. You know, he's sitting in the temple showing himself that he is God, and that's when they're gonna realize, like, this man is not God. He's after 3.5 years, that temple being rebuilt and him sitting in there, he wanting worship. That's what he told Jesus. All these things will I give you if you fall down and worship me. He has not changed. He's a real fool. That's his intention, is to get worship. And so remember not, ye not, that when I was with you, I told you these things. So it's a question. Do you remember? Now you know what withholdeth, that he might reveal in his time. So what's withholding him? The Holy Ghost. What's withholding him? The prayers of the people of God. Still the church is in the earth. So he goes on, the mystery of iniquity doth already work. Only he who not letteth will let, till he be taken out of the way. That word let means hinder. And so the church is hindering him from really working like he wants to work. The Holy Ghost is hindering him to really work like he wants to work. So until he be taken out of the way, then shall that wicked be revealed, whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth, and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming, even him whose coming is after the working of Satan, with all power and signs and lying wonders, and with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish, because they received not the love of the truth, that they might be saved. And for this cause, God shall send them strong delusion, that they should believe a lie, and that they all might be damned, who believe not the truth, but have had pleasure in unrighteousness. And so even now, so the veil is on their heart. So this is what he talks about in the 2 Corinthians, the 3rd and the 4th chapter. He was talking about Moses putting the veil on when he came out of the mount. He was up there with the Lord for 40 days and 40 nights, and he didn't know that he was glowing. So he put a veil on his face to talk to the children of Israel. Then when he went back to talk to him, talking about to the Lord, he took it off. So that's why the writer goes on to say, it shall be taken away. They're blind, so their minds are blind. So when they turn to the Lord, turn their heart to the Lord, The veil shall be taken away, and the writer, St. Paul, says, which veil is done away in Christ. So their minds are blinded. Their heart is blind because as a nation, they did not receive the Lord. They did not receive the Messiah as a nation. Talking about the nation Israel. So when they turn to the Lord, that's why it says, now the Lord is that Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. So go back to where we were, so we realize, like we talked about last week, in things that were going on in the days of Noah. So people's hearts were, their thoughts and their imagination of their heart, Moses writes in Genesis, was only evil continually. And then so in the days of Lot, he talks about they planted, they built, they sowed, the things that they did. And he was talking about the day that Lot and his family went out, the Lord rained down fire and brimstone from heaven, out of heaven, and destroyed them. So, and so what do we have going on? I believe it was in 2016 in the United States of America, and then probably other nations already, God knows, I don't know for sure, but the same-sex marriage is rotten to the core. It stinks in God's sight, in his nostrils. It's nasty. And I mean, I'm a senior citizen. I never thought in my, I had some crazy thoughts 40 plus years ago. I mean, I never imagined that it would be legal for you to marry the same sex, that two men could marry each other, or two women could marry each other. Because back many years ago, they would have told you, you couldn't even marry, you couldn't marry, if a woman and a man, if someone is still not divorced from their marriage, you can't marry them because that's illegal procedure. You can't marry someone who don't have a marriage license. That would be illegal procedure. And so in the sight of God, it doesn't matter, this Supreme Court, In the United States of America, I believe it was in 2016, it was a 5-4, four the same-sex marriage and four against. So they got an uneven number, so it majority rules, and so they pass same-sex marriage. And like I mentioned on last time, that President Barack Obama, his first term that he ran in 08, which his term was 9, 10, 11, and 12, and then second term was 13, 14, 15, and 16. But his second term, his first term when he ran, he publicly said that he believed that marriage was between a man and a woman, and rightfully so. And when he ran again the second term, even him and his wife, they are lawyers, they should know better. They ran saying that you could love who you want to love. So in other words, it didn't matter because he wanted those homosexual votes. He wanted to get reelected, whatever votes he could get. And so, and I mean, you don't flip-flop. Either you believe one thing, why would you start believing another? But God is against it. And so that's what happened in the days of Noah. And this is what, when the Lord came down and gave the promise to Abraham and Sarah about they're going to have a son. And then so in the 18th chapter of Genesis, and then so in the 19th chapter is when he starts the intercede about the destruction of Sodom and Gomorrah, when the Bible says Abraham drew near, because those three men that came down, one of them was the Lord. And so, will thou destroy the righteous with the wicked? Is the question he asked. He never will. He always gives a warning before destruction. So he goes on, if it be 50, I won't destroy it. 40, I won't destroy it. 30, I won't destroy it. 20, I won't destroy it. 10, I won't destroy it. I won't do it for 10's sake. He couldn't even find 10 righteous in the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah. And even the two men that were angels, they wanted them, you know, bring them out that we may know them. Lot said, I got two daughters that haven't known men. So obviously his sons must have been homosexuals too, because those are his daughters, that Lot's daughters that were supposed to be married. So how is it that they don't know men? They weren't, their marriage weren't marriages weren't consummated. And so anyway, what a wicked time that we're living in, because these, you can't tell these people nothing. I mean, it's so embarrassing. You see on the news, weather people and news personalities, sometimes people get talking with the particular subject. There's one weatherman, one man, he was at the beach or whatever, laughing, getting a massage or whatever, but it was so embarrassing. All the other people on the particular show, they were in silence because the best thing for them to do was not to say anything because they knew it was a shame. They knew it was ridiculous. And he got on his wedding band and talking about his husband. I mean, it's horrible. Just like I said before, the generation after me, which is my children, they've been taught. Now, our grandchildren, this foolishness, this same-sex marriage mess, it's rotten, it's nasty as can be. And it's to blow our grandchildren's mind and this generation. So it's just to desensitize them down. And people say, to each his own. No, it ain't. You either do right or you're going to be in a pit of hell. That's crazy. That makes no sense. And so God's word is right. So you want to be on the Lord's side. Nobody in their right mind want to go to hell. Like when I did prison ministry, we used to tell them, people say, hell yes, hell yeah, you know. And you should be saying no to hell, because hell was created for the devil and his angels, Matthew 25:41. And so death and hell is going to be cast into the lake of fire where the beast and the false prophet are at that time, and shall be tormented day and night forever and ever. Whosoever's name is not written in the book of life shall be cast into the lake of fire. So nobody want to go in there to, nobody want to be lost that are in their right mind. So you out of your mind. So you, God made woman for man. When he made Eve, Adam was happy and he knew what to do and he was glad. And that's a fact. And so God is displeased with this stuff. So we have to watch it. So yeah, I'm not going to agree with that. I mean, there may be times in the violence and everything. There's so much going on. People just get angry with you because you don't get out of their way on the highway. You don't dart out in traffic to get out of their way so they could go, and cars are coming. They're crazy. I mean, it's the spirit of the age. So, you know, evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. In the latter times, some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils, speaking lies and hypocrisy, having their conscience seared with a hot iron, forbidding to marry and commanding to abstain from meats, which God hath made. So every creature is good, nothing to be sanctified by the word of God and prayer. So, I mean, so if you don't eat meat, so you can't make it a doctrine for someone else just because you don't eat it. So, I mean, so this is the time that we're living in. So it's a violent time. It's a wicked time. People are just doing all kinds of things, killing their own mother, killing their own father for insurance money. So it's a dirty time that we're living. Thank God that we're able to give a little word of knowledge on the end time. Thank you for listening to Truth Ministry. I hope this word has been a blessing. You can email us at truthministry5525@att.net. And without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifest in the flesh, justified in the spirit, seen of angels, preached unto the Gentiles, believed on in the world, received up into glory. And I still propose the question to you. It is so paramount. And that is, have you received the Holy Ghost since you believed. God bless you.
See you on next time.